Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we start with your zip code, please?
28731.
That was 28731. And what's your name, sir? All right, thank you, Mr. Watts. I did find that account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
206 Glenroy Court, Flat Rock, North Carolina.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Watts. I'm waiting on your account information to pull up. All right, sir, this is due to that pulse oximeter that was ordered March the 22nd, 2022, with a shipping fee of $7.95. That pulse oximeter is a welcoming gift from our factory direct store. Once you guys get those products from that site, you become a member of that site, Mr. Watts. That's why you see that $56.95, which also granted you a $125 voucher to be in your email for you to spend at that store also. But this is for that pulse oximeter, and that $56.95 is a membership fee.
Okay, well, I didn't know anything about a membership fee. So take me off your list and please refund that money. And I will pay for this pulse oximeter that doesn't work. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. If that pulse oximeter is defective, if I can get you a reshipment. Since you did pay for it to get it to you. Because all those products on that site are free. So would you like a reshipment?
No, I don't want anything. I don't want membership. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want anything.
Very well, sir. That's understandable. I did want to let you know that it was stated in the terms and conditions how the account would be billed, and you would have to cancel within 48 hours of making that purchase to avoid that membership fee. But I want to let you know I want to go in and use my courtesy code for you today and get you 35% of that $56.95, having your account within 3 to 5 business days, sir.
And I will be sure to pass on that you are a fraudulent organization, and all you're doing is cheating people out of money.
Well, sir, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I can make sure that for the phone call is done, you will see that everything was stated correctly in those terms and conditions. But like I stated, I can get you refunded, sir. I can provide you that cancellation code. It'll be canceled out and refunded.
No.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you, sir. I'm sorry. Mr. Watts. Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Good morning.
And I'm still waiting for a
yes, sir.
Number that account was canceled.
Man, sir, I promise you, I'm so sorry. I was actually waiting on you. I thought it was some information that you was gathering. I'm sorry, sir. Give me one second. I get that cancellation code, and I get that information to your email. I'm sorry. I was waiting on you. I thought you had to get some information that you wanted to tell me. So I do apologize about that. Give me one second, though. Yes, sir. That got you $19.93. I can have that in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
And I have your cancellation code. I'm sorry, sir, about that wait. I actually was trying to get some information.
Well, since you're going to charge me anyway, you're gonna replace that defective
I can.
Call box that
yes, sir.
You sent to me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad that you said that. Hold on 1 second, please. All right, sir, I did get that to you. And I get that refund to you. I'm going to get that. I got your cancellation code. And I'll get that. That refund will be in your account within 3 to 5 business days. So if you're ready for your cancellation code, I got it ready for you, sir. And I do thank
you.
All right, for calling customer support. All right, it's C as in Charlie 259-445-811.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's it. And know that got you that $19.93 will be refunded to your account, which you'll see within 3 to 5 business days, sir.
All right.
All right, sir. Is that all that you need help with today?
That's it.
Very well. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, sir. You have a good day. And remember that package will be to you in 5 to 7 business days. You'll have it.
All right.
All right, Mr. Watts, you have a good day. Thank you for calling customers.